Welcome to the Tea Huddle with Marissa and Kelly,
your only source for gridiron gossip. If you're like me and you love football,
or if you like me and you love gossip and you're not that into football, but you're looking for a way to care about football and you think gossip might be the way into it, then you're in the right place.
And I'm really enjoying this week's episode already because I get to relish in winning this delicious glass of wine from the bets we made last week for the Thanksgiving games.
I lost the first two, so I don't even know what happened in the third one. I was just upset and stopped paying attention. But not only did I not cover the spread, I just didn't cover anything at all.
That first game, we'll get into that. That was pretty big upset with the Lions.
Yeah, everybody thought me and Vegas, we both thought the Lions had it. The Lions, you know, they were going to maybe be my new team, but not when they disappoint me like that.
Yeah.
Cost me two bottles of wine.
Well, that's why you know you're a real fan.
If you like them even when they lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that was a good test. Do I still like them even though they lost? We'll see.
Yeah, I would say that was the biggest upset during week 12 when the Lions lost to the Packers. And the second biggest upset was when Jordan Love, the quarterback for the Packers, didn't get his turkey after they won the game.
You're supposed to get your turkey when you win on Thanksgiving.
And they just said, sorry, we donated yours, which actually means that the Fox commentator, Greg Olson, destroyed the turk duckin that they had prepared with his bare hands on live television.
And they had no backup. I read that they usually have two, like a prop turkey and a give out the turkey. And this, they only had one for this game.
Fox, yeah.
And he manhandled it in such a way that nobody was eating that turducken.
Sorry, Jordan.
Yeah, but congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Yeah. We saw a lot of turkey being eaten that day, just not by him, by whoever else won the game.
The Cowboys. They got some turkey. The 49ers.
49ers, that's who I predicted.
You got that one right.
So I got that one right.
Yeah.
But I already was checked out by then because I had lost.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Some other highlights from week 12. Highlights, lowlights, whichever way you want to look at them. Mm-hmm. The Bills' playoff chances dwindled after the Eagles' kicker, Jake Elliott, kicked a 59-yard field goal to go into overtime, and the Eagles ended up winning the game.
That was very exciting. I was watching and paying attention to that. So I was just talking that day about how, like, nobody used to be able to kick a 50-yard field goal. And now, like, it's kind of commonplace. So that was fresh in my mind when I was like, wait, they need a 59-yard field goal to win the game, like,
which is not common.
In the rain, in the wind.
Yeah.
He did it. That was exciting.
He did it. That was. And I have him on my fantasy team.
So
happy about that.
That was one of the rare moments when I'm like paying attention to the game and not, I've realized this is the difference. It's looking at the game compared to watching.
Understanding.
The game. Yes. And so sometimes I forget to watch and instead I'm just looking. And that's when it's boring because. As I said a few weeks ago,
people running around,
shapes moving on a screen. But when you're paying attention, that's the secret. It gets a little bit interesting.
Yeah, make sure you're locked in.
That and when you know who they're dating and who's getting arrested and who's moving in with Taylor Swift and, you know, all that. But also when you know the
rules.
That's
what you're actually looking for.
Definitely.
The Broncos continue their winning streak, 5 wins now. And Monday Night Football showed us that Josh Dobbs, the quarterback for the Vikings, might not be a pastronaut after all. Oh,
I didn't watch that game or pay any attention to it, and nobody on my fantasy team was playing, so it didn't even register. But then I saw a tweet that was like, Josh Dobbs might not be starting next week. And I was like, I thought he was our savior, but...
Yeah, he had 4 interceptions.
Oh, pastronaut to the wrong team.
Yeah, time to go back to being an astronaut.
Back to NASA.
Back to NASA.
Oh, well, good try. And then there was a Black Friday game, which it's my understanding that that's never happened before. That's usually just the actual Thanksgiving Thursday.
Yeah, first ever Black Friday game.
And it was on exclusively on Amazon Prime. And I read, and it makes a lot of sense if you think about it, that Amazon paid so much money to get a football game on Black Friday so that everybody is sitting at home watching TV, not out shopping, and that when they're home, they're spending all their money on Amazon rather than at brick and mortar stores. Oh, it just makes so much sense and it's so clever.
They're taking over.
They're taking over. And at the like the ticker at the bottom of the screen was like 50% off TVs, like buy now. And I'm sitting around with my family and being like, Do I need a new TV? So all part of Jeff Bezos' master plan that there was the first ever.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. And then your football weekend carried on. You were at the Patriots Giants game on Sunday.
Yes, I did. I went to the game on Sunday. It was my first time at MetLife Stadium.
Oh.
In New Jersey.
And you were in the New Jersey's moment.
I was in their home.
They
yeah.
were singing the Sopranos theme song.
Yeah, I try to stay out of enemy territory, but you know, Thanksgiving, I tried it out.
Yeah.
And at first I loved it. Tommy DeVito ran out to the Sopranos theme song. That really got me up. I was dancing a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that it went downhill pretty quickly for everyone there.
Yeah.
It was a very boring game.
Yeah.
There was only one thing to cheer for, and that was when a retired Navy veteran was surprised with a service dog. This Aww. Cute little golden retriever went running out, and they hugged each other. It was beautiful.
That sounds His like a highlight.
The dog's name is Storm. Storm. So cute. And I'm really happy for them. And that was the best moment of the entire game.
That, I mean, even on a good game, that sounds good, but particularly this game.
Yeah. Mac Jones, he threw two interceptions in the first half. McCorkle. I'm going to go with that one. He was replaced by Zappi. Didn't get any better than that. And then to top it off, we don't have a kicker. You know, we were just talking about field goals and how easy they are these days.
Anyone but can
we,
do it.
We don't have one of those.
There's no kicker?
No, the Patriots have a kicker, but he missed a 34-yard field goal to lose the game.
I could kick a 34-yard field goal. So there is a kicker. He just is so bad that you might as well not have a kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Losing to the Giants must be tough because they're not very good, as I understand.
They're better than the Patriots, apparently.
But you're fighting for that first.
Yeah, now we are on our way to get that first round pick.
Did we explain this? Because I didn't know this before, that the worst team gets to draft first. It's like a balancing act. Like if you suck really bad, we'll help you out with the first round draft pick. So that's why I feel like maybe we didn't say.
It's a good point.
That's why you're almost.
That's
you're
why
like,
we're moving up the list.
Yeah, if you're pretty bad, worse you want to be really bad. Yeah. Because at least there's a benefit for.
Yeah, it's like a golf handicap.
And this brings us to our biggest story of the week. Dak Prescott, star quarterback, and his girlfriend's pregnancy.
Wait, you mean the top story isn't Taylor moving in with Travis?
Well, I was going to get to that, but I don't feel like we have all the details. Is she moving in? What are they basing that on? Did she not just fly there from Brazil and like staying there? Like, how do we know moving in? So
it's true. Let's let her rest a little bit.
Yeah, we'll dive into that at a later date when we have a little more information. But what we do know with absolute certainty this week is that Dak Prescott's recent girlfriend, announced on Sunday that she is expecting. And then, she posted a pregnancy photo shoot, and then he reposted it and threw an extra bonus tidbit in there with girl dad incoming. So we know they're having a baby girl.
Very cute.
It's the first child for each of them. This is a little bit interesting. The relationship was not confirmed until 1 week before.
Announcement. Whoopsies.
She posted for her 30th birthday an Instagram carousel, which included a pic of him on the second slide and lots of pictures of her at Cowboys games. And he commented on the post, "So much love in this post. Welcome to 30 Club, my love." Black heart emoji, fire emoji, which is interesting because they for sure knew already that they were pregnant. They knew that, I mean, she had probably already taken this like sexy maternity photo shoot. So they knew
like we should probably tell people we're together and then break the news.
Yeah. So I'm sure somebody's like PR strategist laid out what the timeline should be.
Well, happy for them.
Yeah, definitely.
He's having a good week, Dak.
Yes. With football and with his personal life. So as I said, she announced with a carousel of these like fancy like photo shoot solo pregnancy pics. He's not in the pictures, but he's tagged in them, which I also thought was a choice. Mm. Like it could be like we are expecting, but instead it was very much like I am expecting. Yeah. But she tagged him and then he commented on this post as well. How thankful I am to do this with you can't be explained. God makes no mistakes and nothing is coincidental. And for that, I thank him daily. Heart. I love you and y'all can always count on me. Heart, praying hands emoji. Let's do this, mama. Heart eye emoji.
Sounds a little bit like it was
not planned.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like we're happy, but we are happy.
Yeah. He sounds happy. That's good. Yeah.
It seems like they got together during the off season. She went to his first game of this season against the Giants, I think it was, and posted a story hugging him with number 4 and hearts. So like a soft launch, sort of.
But all
like,
right.
Like a medium launch. Yeah. But it was story, not grid. This was the 30th birthday was first grid. That's like, here we are. But it was also not the first photo. It was the second in a carousel. So they're
very, definitely very new.
Yeah, it seems new. It seems like we're like tiptoeing into this, although not
tiptoeing into parenthood.
Yeah. She works in hospitality. She studied criminal science and she is a hot girl on Instagram.
All
right.
She's got it all.
Mm-hmm. My money is that they met through the DMs, if I was predicting.
Good for her.
Yeah. A little bit more background on Dak Prescott, other than the fact that he had a good week at football this week.
Yeah, he plays for the Cowboys.
So he plays for the Cowboys.
We'll get to their turkey story later. But win.
They did win by a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
He's from Louisiana. He went to Mississippi State for college, drafted 2016 by the Cowboys. So it's the only team he's ever played for. He was originally drafted to be Tony Romo's backup. We've talked about Tony Romo before because he dated Jessica Simpson. And now he's married to Chase Crawford, a.k.a. Nate Archibald from Gossip Girl's sister.
And he's a broadcaster now.
Yeah, right. And he's a broadcaster now. Anyway, he got injured during the preseason, so Dak became the starting quarterback. And I think he's always been good, but he's like particularly good this season. I'll hand it over to you for the football.
He's having a great season. Unlike last year when he had the most interceptions in the league. This year, Josh Allen holds that record. So sorry, Josh. Ooh. But this year, Dak has 23 touchdowns and he's crushing it out there.
Maybe it's this and he's new even lady. Being. In his life.
Yeah, it's a new lady. Mm-hmm. He's up for potentially winning the MVP award, which usually goes to a quarterback. So we'll see if he keeps it up. That could be his baby plus MVP award.
It could be a big year for
plus
him.
Plus turkey legs.
Yeah.
Plus Super Bowl. That's my prediction.
Right. Beating the Ravens? Is that what you had?
I guess I don't Did think we say, I said.
Who's just who was going to the Super
just
Bowl.
Just going.
Yeah. So he'll be there.
Hopefully.
Yeah. With a very pregnant girlfriend by that point. She's already seems pretty, you know, if you're going to announce it to the world, you got to be at least 3 months. That's just from where I'm sitting.
We're rooting for you, Dak.
So last year when he was throwing all those interceptions, he had a different girlfriend. He, before this one, Sarah Jane Ramos, before her, he was dating Natalie Buffett for about 2 years. I think no relation to Jimmy Buffett or Warren Buffett. I was really looking. I was like, ooh, he's dating a Buffett.
A cousin or something.
But no,
I wonder how no she's relation feeling.
I could find. And now they broke up and he's winning and getting people pregnant. So
good for you, Dak. Mm-hmm. Happy for you. But not everyone has, there's not good news on everybody out there.
Ooh.
There was another head coach who was fired. So that brings us to 2 head coach firings.
We're getting closer to Kelly predicts 3 head coach firings.
I did predict 3 head coach firings during the season.
I think we're going to get there.
Yeah, at this rate. Yeah. But the most recent one is Frank Reich of the Panthers. He was fired this weekend after the Panthers lost to the Titans for their 10th loss of the season. They've only won 1 game.
That's so bad. It's just so bad. I saw a tweet that said the owner, after they lost that game, was seen walking out of the locker room screaming, fuck. Like, he's just at the end of his rope. He's pissed. And then right after that, it announced that not only was the head coach fired, the quarterback coach was fired. Somebody else was fired.
Yeah, there are a few coaches that were fired. And
they saw what happened at the Raiders and were like, we could fire everybody also.
Yeah. It's not just one guy that goes. Yeah. There's a whole group of them. But hasn't been a good stretch for Frank because he was fired last year from being the head coach of the Colts. So he's had a tough few years. He is the first coach ever to get fired mid-season two consecutive years in a row. So that's a new record.
Breaking records out there, Frank. Something to be proud of. I would feel bad for him if I had not just read that he's still collecting thousands of dollars a day from his contract that got cut last year. And he's going to make something like, he's going to make $25,000 a day from the Panthers for the next 3 years. For not working for them. He said I don't think I'm going to try to be a coach anymore. Like, I think my coaching career is done.
Yeah.
Mine would be too if I was making $25,000.
You're still making the money and you're not doing nothing. It. Yeah.
So I do feel bad. Like, it's got to be an ego hit, but being rich for sitting on your couch has to help a little bit.
Yeah. I would take that too.
I could get fired for being a bad coach. Let's try it out.
I think he said that he wants to keep coaching, but most likely not in the NFL. When you're fired twice, no one's going to hire you after that. But him and Josh McDaniels can start their own whatever they do.
Little League
with the money they're making.
Yeah. Those kids will have the best uniforms.
Yeah. And apparently there's tensions between a few other coaches, head coach of the Giants, Brian Daboll, and his defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale.
Same as Wink. Let's hold on that for a quick second.
Wink.
I'm rooting for Wink in this battle. How could you not?
People are saying there's tension, but Dable tried to squash that rumor by saying the only drama between him and Wink was fighting over the last slice of pizza.
That sounds like a lie. That sounds like something you say when you absolutely hate the other person, but I support it. I think it's a funny thing to say in a press conference.
Yeah.
Especially if you
are trying
look like Brian Dable and you look like
he's getting all the pizza
for the last slice of pizza. No disrespect. I like him. I don't like him as much as a guy named Wink, but
yeah, Brian also gave him the game ball or one of the game balls after the win against the Patriots, which just seems like a little bit forced for the media. But
yes.
We'll see if they part ways.
We're good.
Yeah.
Look at this. Also, speaking of forced and coaches, I saw that the Eagles, who did the Eagles play this week? The
Bills.
The Bills. The Eagles coach, Nick Sirianni.
Sirianni.
Yes. Yeah. That he, who is like screaming and running amok, he's like sort of a wild card, that he was trying to find the Bills head coach on the field to say good game and shake his hand, and he couldn't. So he went into the Bills locker room to say good game. And everybody's like, look at that show of sportsmanship. And I'm like, I think it's a little intense.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think the other coach is supposed to show up in the, the opposing team's locker room and be like, I wanted to say good game. It feels a little menacing to me.
Yeah, leave me alone, man.
Yeah. And like,
I mean, it's rude not to shake his hand as one head coach to another head coach, but I'm not going to go chasing him down.
Yeah. So that was another thing that like was being presented as friendly, but I think was not friendly. A lot of coach drama. I like it.
It's competitive out there.
Yeah. All right. So we are losing track of how many NFL arrests we have so far.
Too many.
In this season. But add another one to the tally because it is time for
Step Out of the Car. Step out of the car, Roderick Teamer. Step out of the car.
Raiders safety Roderick Teamer was arrested Sunday morning. So they had a game on Sunday. He was arrested early hours of Sunday morning before the game for DUI and speeding. I read that he was initially flagged down for speeding and then suspicion of a DUI and arrested from there.
Before the game.
Well, that's what's interesting because what I read is that even home teams all stay in hotels the night before a game. So did he wake up early and speed on out of there and like quick get really drunk? Because I'm sure there's supervision and like you're not allowed to be drinking when you're staying in a team hotel the night before a game. Or
there's past curfew.
Or I also read that some teams are cheap and skip out on the home team night.
I mean, it makes sense. That's a lot.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. I read that the Bengals a couple years ago, like, they're notoriously frugal, this article that I read said, and they weren't putting up players at hotels before home games. So some players were out partying the night before. People who were like, knew they weren't going to play. Yeah. They're always benched. Their third string would like come in a little drunk for the game. So maybe that's what Roderick Teamer was up to. He was benched for Sunday's game and then he was cut from the team.
I know. I was surprised by that. That never happens.
It was swift too. Like,
yeah. They like usually Monday. They wait until all the investigations are done. But I guess, you know, DUI is a DUI.
And the night before a game, like you're not taking this job seriously.
Yeah. Both of those together is.
Yeah. So this happened Sunday. By Monday, he was cut from the team. Rare for the NFL to have.
Yeah. Good for the Raiders for really putting their foot down after everything that's happened with the Raiders. Yeah. They're just like, that's it.
And I wonder if it was, I mean, I guess a decision like this would come from the head coach. Antonio Pierce is like here to make changes and here to show how he wants things to be done. Also, he played with like hard partying guys, as we discussed. One of his teammates shot himself in the leg out at the club one night. So he probably knows that like bad behavior can snowball.
Keep the team a little cleaner.
Yeah.
He wants the team to win every game and have that mindset.
That was his whole thing. In 2020, this same player, Roderick Teamer, was suspended for 4 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. It didn't say what that was. Like, it could have been performance-enhancing drugs or something like that. So we don't know that it's, you know, linked to his behavior now in 2023. But doesn't matter because he doesn't play for the Raiders anymore. Bye, Roderick. Drive on out of here.
Don't drive, please. Don't drive.
Call an Uber.
Yeah.
You guys, this is what I don't get. I mean, I get it because people make bad decisions. But these are all wealthy men that are just driving themselves under the influence at all times. Get a driver. Call an Uber.
Yeah.
Call your local taxi company.
Like to show off their nice cars.
Yeah. When they're speeding right past you. So we'll add him to the list and we'll count that as yet another arrest for the season.
Womp womp.
So one of my favorite things about football, and has been well before I had any idea what was going on to care, touchdown celebrations. I know that sometimes they get fined for them and like sometimes they're not encouraged and sometimes they are. I don't really know about all that, but I love them.
They are very entertaining.
They're so fun. I like that they're having fun. They're celebrating. Baseball, they look like they're too cool. They don't get excited when they get a home run. Football, they get excited.
And they have to run dance all the way around baseball.
They're tired. But this year, we've had some really good touchdown celebrations so far. As we talked about last week, Tommy DeVito with his, you know, hands in the air.
Crushing it.
He's one of our favorites. And now they're doing it like in the end zone. Him and his teammates are like high-fiving.
They're all embracing
hands,
the
shift hands together. That one we love. Jalen Waddle on the Dolphins. He does his little waddle. Tyreek Hill.
Easy enough.
With his backflip.
The backflip might be the best one.
With the selfie where he took a camera out of somebody's hand, did a backflip. Yeah, it's just so fun to watch.
We've seen some great ones this year. And especially this past week, we saw even more good ones I'm excited to talk about. And that's why we decided that our next segment, we're going to talk about touchdown celebrations. So the first one I want to talk about is the touchdown celebration that Zay Flowers had. He is a wide receiver for the Ravens. So he had a touchdown this past week and his last name's Flowers. So he's trying to do all of his touchdown celebrations are trying to be like flower themed.
I love a theme.
I like a theme. Happy for him to, you know, commit to that.
Yeah.
And this week he decided to have the football as a bouquet toss. So he threw it over his head. Nobody knew what was going on. I don't think he told his teammates beforehand what was happening. So they're like looking around, they catch it. One guy gets on his knee. I guess he's, you know, the next one to get married on the team. Some people did not approve. Lamar Jackson told a reporter he thought it was ass. when he was asked about it.
That's my favorite moment of football from the week, is Lamar Jackson saying in a press conference that it was ass.
He said, oh, sorry.
And then he was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. He didn't like it. He didn't like the touchdown celebration. I think maybe they just didn't rehearse enough. One that showed an extensive amount of rehearsal was CJ Stroud and the Texans. People, yes. I think, didn't really quite know what was going on. We now know they were reenacting.
I'm glad somebody found it.
They were reenacting a scene from the movie Baby Boy with Tyrese Gibson and Taraji P. Henson from early 2000s, like 2000, 2001, maybe. All the guys on, I guess it was his offensive line. I don't know, just his teammates, all get in a line and he goes up to each one of them and then he knocks one of them out. Fake punch, but
really looked real. It really sold it. I watched it like 3 times. I thought that he really punched that one guy.
So that begs the question, how often do they practice?
Yeah.
How early do they think of it? And CJ Stroud's not the most like showy.
He's young. Yeah.
He's not like a showy guy, but this was a very, this
and
was
he's
a
quarterback, so it's not like they run in touchdowns all the time. I mean,
right, so maybe he was saving it. Was it he ran in a touchdown?
Yeah,
for this one? He's been saving this one. He's been saving this one. Yeah, I like that people were confused and that finally online, when it was a side-by-side of like, this is what they were reenacting and this is the video, you saw that there were some theatrics involved. They studied film.
They studied film. The wrong film, but yeah. My favorite still from this past weekend, though, was Dak Prescott on the Cowboys. After they scored a touchdown, they ran into the Salvation Army boxes that were on the side, mm-hmm. reached in and grabbed turkey legs. There are still 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And
the turkey legs are saved for the winner. Like,
saved for the winner.
The game has ended. Somebody has won. And here are your turkey legs.
And right after a touchdown, they ran over, just dove in there. Like, one guy jumped in there, came out with turkey legs. And apparently they talked as a team for like 2 or 3 days leading up to the game, discussing if it was worth it, because they're like, oh, we might get fined, because we know the NFL is really strict about touchdown celebrations and using props, which turkey is a prop, I
suppose. Definitely.
Is it worth a 15-yard penalty? And they even asked the head coach, they asked Jerry Jones, and they thought it was a great idea, only if it was a blowout, which it was against the Commanders.
So they
but
agreed.
They didn't get a penalty at all. They just enjoyed their turkey in peace.
Wow. They were like, you guys earned this turkey. Enjoy it.
Yeah, unlike Jordan Love, who didn't get any turkey.
Yeah, poor guy.
Which means that if they're talking about it 2 to 3 days before the game, they were very confident they were winning that one.
Yeah, they saw the spread.
Yeah.
They knew. We'll dive deep into Hard Knocks in another episode. This episode is a little too jam-packed. But one quick takeaway from the first episode of Hard Knocks that was last week was the refs. So Tyreek Hill gets fined a lot for touchdown celebrations, not wearing socks, all kinds of things. We've talked about that. But the refs went up to him before the start of the game and were like, come on, don't do any peace signs. If you get a touchdown, like, we're going to have to fine you, which I thought was so interesting that they
and that's warn, the one that they picked.
Warn you. And he was like, what's wrong with a peace sign? I'm promoting world peace. And they were like, come on, don't make us do it. Which, true. Are we not allowed? I mean, it's taunting is, I guess, the thought.
Yeah, that's not why he's doing it.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So like the fact that the refs have an open line of communication with the players to be like, don't do this, don't do that. And then if you do it anyway, I guess then you sort of deserve to get fined. But I don't care about the fines. I don't care about the penalties. I want more touchdown celebrations.
Yeah.
I want more.
The players don't seem to care either. So we're
theatrics, rehearsal. I want it all.
Well, let's celebrate this episode with the final goss.
Final goss.
I feel like gossip is just as interesting when it is false, you know, proven false, as when it's proven right.
I agree.
So this week I'm going to debunk some goss.
Yeah, we did the research, so you don't have to.
Exactly. And if Dumois talking about our football players, we got to address it. Earlier this past week, Dumois posted like an open those text boxes, and we've said before, and I think probably if anybody cares about gossip, they know Dumois, but it's crowdsourced celebrity gossip. It's like, I saw this person eating at this restaurant. I saw this
live.
It's sort of like how we found out that Joe Flacco is now practicing with the Browns.
Yes.
Because somebody was like, I just spotted Joe Flacco on a flight on the way to Cleveland. So it's just like, celebrities aren't safe anywhere anymore. You thought, we know
live feed.
We know that Travis Kelce was at Trader Joe's in Kansas City today because I saw a picture of him at Trader Joe's in Kansas City. So
people left him alone, people, as they should.
As they should. She doesn't talk about football players that much. So when she does, we have to take note. And so last week she posted like one of those open forum, what do we want to talk about? And somebody wrote in and said, Joe Burrow and this supposed Nepo baby, true or false?
Uh-oh. And
what they were talking about is a blind item that she had posted previously that says, this newly single Nepo baby has been showing interest in this star QB who recently had an engagement rumor with his longtime girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. So then somebody wrote back and was like, who's the Nepo baby? So everyone gathered that they're talking about Joe Burrow. Who's the Nepo baby?
Yeah, I guess he got engaged right before the season started, right?
So we think. We still don't know.
Haven't
for
heard
sure,
much, yeah.
But I still think so. And so Dumois posted that the person she was talking about is Brooks Nader's sister, Sarah Nader, which Brooks Nader, I mean, that's definitely not a Nepo baby. That's barely a Nepo sister.
Are their parents famous?
No.
Yeah.
They're just like three model sisters, I think.
It's pretty common these days.
Definitely. So I dug deep. I did the research. I found a Reddit thread from 5 months ago where somebody posts that Joe Burrow left with Sarah Nader from a July 4th white party. So I think the white party that they're talking about is the guy who owns Fanatics, Michael Rubin. He had this massive Malibu white party. Everybody was at Tom Brady. There were rumors that Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady were chatting there.
Okay, that was that
there,
same party. Okay.
But maybe also she was chatting with Odell Beckham Jr. because everybody was there. Every rapper, every athlete. And so people
still might be.
Yes. Anything's possible. That Joe and Sarah Nader left together. But then a bunch of people on the thread commented that she was seen leaving with a group that left with French Montana. And she liked a post that said that she left with French Montana.
So she's trying to stay out of it.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't leave with Joe Burrow. Although,
was his girlfriend there?
She was
fiance?
Not. She was not there. But rumors online say that she was in LA with him. She just didn't go to the party.
Okay.
And that maybe on that trip to LA is where he proposed.
Oh, well, so that would be very
so
complicated.
I don't think.
Yeah, sounds like we're going to debunk this.
Yeah, consider it debunked. He's not cheating.
Just be happy for Joe and his engagement, potentially.
We don't have to ruin it.
He's got time, as we said, now that he's hurt, to really plan the wedding.
Yes, his injury, not good for his football career, but will be good for their wedding planning. Ugh, we just want a little bit of confirmation out here. There's endless cheating allegations, and you can put it all to bed with just one ring pick. I don't know Brooks Nader's sister, but she's not with Joe Burrow.
Debunked.
Yeah, consider it debunked. They could debunk it themselves with a hard launch engagement, like Dak Prescott graced us with a hard launch pregnancy.
It.
Post the ring, Joe and Olivia. But until we get that, we'll be keeping an eye on Dak Prescott and his pregnant girlfriend. Probably more arrests to come.
It's more touchdown celebrations.
All
hopefully they get
stuff
better and better.
Yeah. We are going to take a bye week next week. Every great football player gets a bye week, and every
Tom Brady
podcaster should get a bye week. We're taking the week off, but we are not going to leave you with nothing. We're going to put out a short mini episode next week, and then the week after, I'm sure so much will have happened in 2 weeks. So make sure you tune in to our mini bye week episode next week, and then when we're back with our regularly scheduled full app the week after.
And until then, stay juicy.